And Éomer answered, "Since the day when you rose before me out of the green grass of the downs I have loved you, and that love shall not fail. But now I must depart for a while to my own realm, where there is much to heal and set in order. But as for the fallen, when all is made ready, we will return for him. But here let him sleep a while." And Éowyn said to Faramir, "Now I must go back to my own land, and look on it once again, and help my brother in his labor. But when one whom I long loved as father is laid at last to rest, I will return." So the glad days passed, and on the 8th day of May the riders of Rohan made ready, and rode off by the north way, and with them went the sons of Elrond. All the roads were lined with people, to do them honour and praise them, from the gate of the city to the walls of the Pelennor. Then all others that dwelt afar went back to their homes rejoicing. But in the city there was labour of many willing hands to rebuild and renew and to remove all the scars of war and the memory of the darkness. The hobbits still remained in Minas Tirith with Legolas and Gimli, for Aragorn was loath for the friendship to be dissolved. "At last all such things must end," he said. "But I would have you wait a little while longer, for the end of the deeds that you have shared in has not yet come. A day draws near that I have looked for in all the years of my manhood, and when it comes, I would have my friends beside me." But of that day he would say no more. In those days the companions of the ring dwelt together in a fair house with Gandalf, and they went to and fro as they wished. And Frodo said to Gandalf, "Do you know what this day is that Aragorn speaks of? For we are happy here, and I don't wish to go. But the days are running away, and Bilbo's waiting, and the Shire is my home."
"As for Bilbo," said Gandalf, "he's waiting for the same day, and he knows what keeps you. And as for the passing of the days, it's now only May, and high summer is not yet in. And though all things may seem changed, as if an age of the world had gone by, yet to the trees and the grass it is less than a year since you set out."
"Pippin," said Frodo, "didn't you say that Gandalf was less close than of old? He was weary of his labours then, I think. Now he's recovering." And Gandalf said,
"Many folk like to know beforehand what is to be set on the table, but those who have laboured to prepare the feast like to keep their secret. For wonder makes the words of praise louder, and Aragorn himself waits for a sign.